Coming this March to Beyond the Uniform, well, first of all, thank you to all of you. We received an overwhelming response to our survey. Thank you for completing that. We'll be sharing the results of that survey very soon. If you are not yet on our newsletter, you can subscribe at beyondtheuniform.org, or you can text the number 33777, the letters BTU. That's 33777. Just text that number, the letters BTU, and we'll add you to our newsletter. In March, we have 3 webinars in store, possibly adding a 4th one soon, as well as 6 brand new episodes, including Beyond the Uniform number 344, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff with Admiral Michael Mullen.
But I can remember being interviewed by Jim Mikliszewski. I was doing an all hands in Afghanistan, I think, as the government was about to shut down. And part of that government shutdown, one of the troops asked me, are we gonna get paid? If the government shuts down. This is in Afghanistan, I think it was Afghanistan. Mikliszewski's filming all this, and the answer was, I'm not sure if you're gonna get paid. Well, Harry Reid, who was a Senate Majority Leader, got that clip, and Mikliszewski put it on the news. Harry Reid got that clip very quickly, used it on the floor of the Senate to make sure, basically, that whatever the outcome was, they were going to get paid. So using that, and that was part of making sure that the young ones who were carrying the burden were being taken care of as best I could.
Episode number 345, Flexible Jobs That Follow Your Life with Mika Cross.
What we're finding, especially in the workplace now, here in my role at FlexJobs, is that more and more talented workers are willing to give up higher pay and benefits for more flexibility. And that's flexibility of all kinds. So primarily our workers do indicate that their preference of flexibility is remote work, meaning working from home or being able to work in a location independent kind of fashion. But many are looking for other kinds of flexibilities, whether that be part-time employment, whether that be shift work, whether that be gig economy work, where they have their ability to choose when, where, and how they work on a 1099 or contract basis.
Episode 346, Wounded in Action, Whiskey, and Entrepreneurship with Clayton Hitchman.
And she goes, why would they? Oh my God. And I said, Jonathan, for the rest of his life, will need a caretaker to help him do the most intimate things we do as people, which is use the restroom. And I said, I'll never feel sorry for myself ever again. I took a shot of Patron, and feeling sorry for yourself has never crossed my mind ever again. And I think about Jonathan almost every day because he impacted my life, and he wouldn't know me from Adam. But perspective is what so many people have lost, so many Americans have lost. And he helped me in a time that he'll never understand. And his strength and courage to go on living, you know, it affected me and it affects me today. And, that's just how the resilience and where my strength came from was seeing him overcome and adapt to a new life. So,
Episode 347, Marines to PMP Instructor and PM Pro Learn with Ian Fisher.
And so if you think project, you think single unique thing that we're working on. So the easiest way to say that is, it's like a construction team building a house. That's a project, right? So there's a ton of different things that go into that. There's a bunch of operational work that goes into that. But ultimately, a project is a unique, verifiable product service that results in the back end. A program is where we manage multiple different projects together to streamline resource sharing or for some other organizational need or gain, right? So projects are very similar in nature, so we can use the same types of templates for project schedules and things like that. So if a project is a house, a program is a neighborhood.
Episode number 348, The Gift of Struggle with Bobby Herrera.
And I remember stepping off the bus that night, and I'm 17. I can't see 3 feet in front of my face. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. All I knew is that I wanted my future to look much different than my past. Outside of knowing that, hey, I think I want to raise my hand and join the Army a year later, I was clueless. But after that moment, I knew why. Like, I would somehow, some way, figure out a way to create something that would allow me to pay forward that kind act to other kids like me who were born on the wrong side of the opportunity divide. And that act of kindness, you know, it's packed with lessons, but from an entrepreneurial perspective, That's where it started for me. It's like that became the invisible force that drove me. And I had no idea what it was going to be, but I knew that nothing could stop me. And I was going to figure out a way to create something that would eventually become my vehicle to do just that.
Episode 349, Finding Your Identity and Value After the Military with Josh Atkinson.
I had a call this morning with a staff sergeant in Germany trying to get into consulting as a possible field with supply chain background. He had no idea where he wanted to go. It was great. We talked for over an hour just helping him out to understand his journey and lay out a potential plan for him, you know, whether it's certifications or how to target proof and improve his value based on where he knows he wants to go. And the truth is he doesn't know. So we were able to step it back a little bit and help him focus effort in a much more tactical way rather than just kind of spray and pray and hope you hit a target. You know, which I think is also why veterans get out, get a job and they go, I don't want to be here. Well, because you did it through an impersonal method and you never took the time to even figure out what you wanted to do, right? You stuck in line with your current career path into a job you didn't really want because you didn't know anywhere else to go, into a company you knew nothing about. And you got there and went, this sucks. And you left.
New episodes coming out every Monday and webinars once a week at beyondtheuniform.org.